my mum, Judith Scott, and her mum, Mrs. Jessie Fail. And then we've got my two children, Greya and Darren, who are 7 and 9.
What invention helped you the most in your life?
Inventions? Washing machine. I used to turn a big mangle and have a big galvanized tub to do the washing in.
Well, I have good news. She can have the new way to wash and so can you. With the brand new Westinghouse Laundromat 25.
And a Hoover or cleaning machine. You could call it a machine for sweeping up.
Dad always said he thought the best invention in his lifetime was the boiler, an oil-fired boiler, didn't he? Because before that, he said everyone had to wake up in the morning and light a fire to get the water hot, to get the house hot. So he thought that in his lifetime, the best invention had been an oil-fired boiler in your house.
Yeah. I can remember Mum getting up to light the fire for us on the cold mornings.
Oh, yes, yeah. central heating wasn't around.
No.
Yes, well, even when I was little, the fire had to be lit to cook your breakfast.
Yeah.
So you were early risers. You got up early and you went to bed fairly early. There were several inventions. Every time I look round, there's something new.
Very thought of you. And I forget to do.
Did you have a bicycle, Gran, or did you just walk everywhere?
We walked everywhere, and then when I was about 12, I suppose, we weren't of the family, sort of had bikes and whatnot, we walked everywhere. And then this lady was leaving the island, and she gave us this bike. And so we shared it, my sister and I shared the bike.
Mm-hmm.
Rebecca, we called it.
Good name for a bike.
My bike was called Hercules.
I've never named a bike. Have you two? Do your bikes have names?
I call mine Amy.
Amy?
The winning bike. I've called my balance bike Lily.
Erin had a question, didn't you, about school and teachers?
What was your best teacher?
Well, I suppose a man called Mr. Corlett, who turned out to be my husband's cousin.
Oh.
But he was an artist, and I wasn't. And he used to help me a lot. I remember him sitting, drawing a vase for me because I couldn't get the curves right. So I think he was the favourite. I struggled through the rest myself.
No one can clearly foresee the city of the future. But the appearance of any city, of any period of history, is a direct outcome of the social, economic, and technical conditions then existing.
How old were you when your family got a television?
Or was I 11 then? It was a huge, big box with a lock, and you opened the doors and there was a little tiny screen. And things like the valve would go, and you'd have to have a new valve fitted, and you had to wait for it to warm up, didn't you, before?
When my mum and dad first started going out, Dad had a motorbike, didn't he? And it used to knock the signal out on the telly so people knew when Dad was arriving.
I had my homework and I was only allowed to see him on certain days, and we'd all be sitting watching television and all these lines would start going up and down the screen. Do you remember, Mum? And Dad would say to me, "You better go out and tell that lad you're not coming out."
We are operating on a frequency of 52 megacycles by authority of the Federal Communications Commission. A test program follows.
What I remember about the television when your brother was a toddler.
Yeah.
And it was the first rocket that went, because he was a toddler, and of course he was as high as the screen, and he toddled over and put his finger on the thing just as the rocket went off.
Houston, Roger, we copy, and we're standing by for your TV.
I'm going to step off the land now. That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Got myself a crying, talking, sleeping, walking, living.
What's your favourite toy?
Well, I do remember as a small child receiving a teddy bear on Christmas.
Do you remember your favourite toy?
Oh, yes. I've still got it. Patsy doll.
Most terrifying doll in the world.
Well, it wasn't till you lot stuck your fingers in her eyes and things. When I had her, she had a few operation marks and that's all. Yes, I've still got her.
Robert used to play with her.
I did have my teddy, but it was given to my brother.
I remember really, really wanting the My Little Pony Dream Castle one Christmas and getting it.
My Little Pony Dream Castle, a beautiful place to comb their pretty hair.
Because there were three of us, we all used to, again, I was the middle one, so it was quite good because everyone would ask for something different. So you had bits and bobs to play with that you didn't particularly ask for. But I think the three of us all used, my sisters and I, we all used to like our dolls, didn't we? Until the girls, my sisters, chose my doll to be painted green to take Hop Chunane with us one year. And the rain never washed off. So my poor doll was destroyed. What's your favourite toy?
I like Lego. Everything is awesome. When you're seven, you get to go on big roller coasters. There's lots of clubs you're not allowed on when you're not seven, and you can go to Brownies, which is my favourite club when you're seven. What was your favourite age?
I think it must have been about 14. By then we could knit and sew and whatnot, and we used to knit and dress dolls and teddy bears and things. And we used to go for walks, long walks. We used to, at Easter, we would walk from Peel to Glen Helen and back. Then I remember, and we used to knit ankle socks and whatnot, just to be able to do those things. And I think that was the best time that, you know, you kind of achieved something that could show and was useful. Those were the days.
I've got several, I think.
31 when I was born.
Well, big moment that, yeah, you're right. I enjoyed my years teaching, really, starting out on that. It used to be a lot of fun in the early days, and I quite like being retired now, so that's good. Doing what I want. And it's quite nice being in your 30s too, when you had a family and a bit more energy.
I think my favourite must be the 2 years of sixth form, sort of 17, 18, because you had the social life and the friends and you're out and about, but you still got to live with your mum and dad, so got looked after. Once you got to university, because I was teacher training, it all became quite hard work and you'd have to get home, cook your own tea, worry about money. So probably 17, 18, I think. But then, like Mum says, different things make your life good, don't they? Different things happen at different points that make it good.